Where did you leave your peace? Where did you leave your peace? And if it is not with us, whoever or whatever doesn't deserve it. Right? So think about where did you leave your peace, what happened to it, and where did it go? And so Matthew chapter 19 and verse 11 through 14. Man, y'all gonna get to lunch early today. And into whatsoever city or town ye shall enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and there abide till ye go thither. And when ye come into a house, salute it. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your word, when ye depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. That is a tough birth. And if you've ever been in a house, anybody ever had an argument in a house? Okay? I hope you got an argument. You might have one of them arguments, like told to them, like an argument. And then we didn't let the house. Like, and then we thought, but we didn't, but when you left the house, you were still mad about what happened in the house. You still mad about what they didn't receive you, right? And then you started to be your husband and spouse, and then you take it out of you. Because you have your peace there. That we are going to listen to where you want you to get peace there. And you see that you would, right, you just don't be peace there, okay? They didn't receive me. I ain't definitely leaving peace here. Think about, would you let them keep your children after arguing with them? Mm-hmm. If you won't let them keep your children, you won't let them keep your peace.
Right.
You got lost in your house, lost in your car. You need to have a lock on your peace. You can't just leave that everywhere and go around complaining about everything because you left it somewhere back there. Why don't they listen to me? We're supposed to be family. We're supposed to love each other. Why are they acting like that? Because they don't know yet. Why is your feet up and move on? Because if you don't, that's where your peace is going to be. And I'm giving you a story that I used to tell all the people. I think I've matured past certain things, but then he brings it back to me. And it's not about the first thing that they were in the house and they lost their keys in the house and they couldn't find them because it was dark in the house. And they looked at something and saw a light on the left one on our side. So they went sorry to look for their keys on the left one. And they never knew what love looked like. Well, maybe you look like a key. Somebody can't remember to me. So what you don't remember to be a key. Well, I got a question. Most people ask, where did you last them? Well, I saw them in the house. And why are we out here?
Nope.
Like, ain't that crazy? And a lot of times, and we're like, that's crazy. But a lot of times, people try to do that, but they don't find any significance within themselves. They go try to get under some distant light. And look at what's already inside me. It's lost within you. I don't need to mess with life. I don't need to be like anyone else. My significance, you dropped it in you. But I'm never going to find it under somebody else's life. And just because they maybe seem like they have a good time, by the way, social media only shows the picture that they take on the weekend they get paid. I'm just saying. And then you got to realize that they are struggling just like you. But you're trying to get on your life because you didn't get to have the stuff you needed to have. Well, one of the things you need to do is stop letting your peace stay there. It's got to be okay. What? Now, you're talking from a natural, born to fight, argue person. My son still reminds me of when we used to get on the phone, because parents say crazy stuff. Our parents said stuff that didn't make sense. Listen to me when you talk to me. Good. Listen. Don't say nothing. Keep your mouth shut. Did you hear what I said? Then you're confused. So you're going to answer me. 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 But you can say it again. Say it again. It's a threat. And if you open your mouth, you say it again. And then you get to that. Like, what are you going to do? But I'm going to let it work. What am I? Yeah, like, I just couldn't grab it. I had to let it. Yeah, now the is brain. Maybe, but I'm gonna. So, like that another word. The I was the other day. And so then, you know, that bit sad and Tuesday. I mean, something that women live a little bit longer than men. Not even telling me. They live a little bit longer than women, but they're kept down. Is it that way? Because they're starting to worry like men. This is where one of them studies and then the actual because then we can't communicate back with them, stuff like that. So what we have to do is we need to bring ourselves in to the place of rest and peace. You know, when you bring the Bible, when you give it lost up, there ain't no ceremony for someone, right? You know, they read them when we celebrate the Sabbath, right? And we know what the Sabbath was the day of what?
Rest.
And the reason why we don't celebrate the Sabbath, we don't just come to church on Sabbath on one day of the week, because Jesus said, come unto me and rest. So I don't have a Sabbath every day. Because that is in Christ. But then you're disregarding it. You must do the Sabbath. We have to do the word of Saturday. Well, we're supposed to be resting on Saturday. We're resting on every day, even after. You've got to have some peace there. You've got to get some peace so people will take scripture and twist it and leave you uncomfortable. Thinking you sin and be washing clothes on Saturday. And if you ever have to read a contest about this, I have to hang my gym clothes outside in the garage. They are not internal. Where did you leave your peace? Why does that person that you stopped dealing with years ago still have your peace when their name came up? Why do they still have it? Like, where did you leave? Why did you drop your peace there? Why did you drop it there? Like, why can't you be at peace? When, and even if you battle with them again, you go back to where you lost your peace with that person, and then you go rehearse that. And it's like, no, I'm not leaving my peace there. I'm not leaving it with you. So it is that part. Misplaced peace opens the door to probably having a greater influence over our everyday life. So I misplaced my peace, and I don't know if y'all have done this, but we've done this because even my wife, beautiful ladies, amazing ladies, ask the same question every day. I don't know where. It's not a question. She makes a statement. I don't know where you're going. Not every other day. Every day. Every day. Now, if you've ever lost your key, some of them have done that, why is it that you get mad at everybody else in the house? Just ask him for a friend. I just ask him to come to after the sermon, tell him somebody came in. Right? We'll get out of here. And we'll be really good after a spiritual. If you have a spiritual spouse and you want something, they're going to ask them to look at you and get you.
Pray.
Why did Jesus be like this? No, Jesus right here. Did you come to him? Maybe you were going to come back. Because if your peace gets misplaced, you take it out and everyone is trying to be there with you. And then you come up with accusations and you come up with stuff. Like, you know, the people around you stole your stuff and one rent your keys and won't see you out of it. It's not a change. So you have to keep your peace, especially when things are not in your control. That's the best place to have peace. Because if it's out of your control, you need to be supposed to give it to God anyway. The word talks about how, in this context, that anyone who rejects them isn't worth losing peace over and ultimately leaving in their possession. So we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Peace is the door, is the key that I'm going to do for them. temple of the Holy Spirit, I want to do that as all wholeheartedly as unto the Lord. So I don't even know how to speak. I can't argue with everybody's argument. I can't get up and everybody else's this stuff. And even if they say the wrong thing, I can't meditate on it for too long. I can't add to the they're into, and then the first they're into it, they can go and what they will go with that. Just because it wasn't enough. You know? Just in case they were saying about that, and you speak with it. And you're like, what's with that piece of stuff? And that's what we're saying. So we have to get our peace to the priest of peace. Like Jesus got all we need. Pastor Reed used to know all of those sick people that she could start walking up. Hey, how you doing? You good? This is wipe your feet off, right? I can't carry that. I can't let my heart get unsettled like this. I can't live in anxiety. I can't live in worry. And if you won't receive me, I need to be able to move on so I can receive myself. I will not negotiate who I am in Christ. I'll negotiate lunch. I'll negotiate dinner. But I'm not going to negotiate who I am in Christ. Because the minute I negotiate who I am in Christ, if I negotiate it to where it works in your favor, then I don't even have me after that. I got to have me. The other big problem with lost peace is that even when things are going our way, we are not able to enjoy them because of what is lost within us. Finding a peace doesn't require going back to where we lost it. Okay, I'm going to say it for you. Amen. If you ever went, if you ever heard about coming back to you, this is on you. I've been taking you for the last 8 years, and I just need you to forgive me. Okay? Now, see me. But you hate me. Why do you hate me? Like, that's your thing. That's what you did. Like, that's what people do. I just want you to know I'm no longer still mad at you. Well, good, because now you have to. So I'm not telling you to look at everybody that you still understand and make it to your people, and maybe it was someone who should have done it, maybe it was a brother, maybe it was a parent, maybe it was a family member that makes it. But he didn't think go back to this. He's telling you to do this. But we need to keep, we have to go get them. Because we can't do that and sin with your feet. You're not going to move any further than where you are right now. Okay? So I don't need to go back into the dark house, but I can go to the light of God. So the story is not just about what we're doing spiritually, right? But I don't have to go back into the darkness of that and find my key. I go back to the light of God. I go forward into the light of God, and he gives me the peace back. Quit going back to people telling them, I'm no longer mad at you anymore. Because you'll reignite that anger. That relationship won't get any better. Okay? Just get it right between you and God. And so I want to go and say we follow Christ. Let's look at Luke chapter 1, verse 34 through 36. It says, the life of the body is the eye. What you look at the longer will become stronger than the life. Therefore, when I am single, my whole body also is full of light. But when thy mind is evil, thy body also is full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkened. If thy whole body, therefore, be full of light, have no part thereof, the whole body, the whole shall be full of light. And when the bright shining of the candle do give thee light. And here's the thing that just hit me now. It says, take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkened. That there are people carrying around a light for darkness than a light for shining. They have an attraction for things going on. They have an attraction for fighting. They have a light for what's wrong and not one for what's right. And when they're right, the one thing you can shine about is when things are wrong. The one thing you can shine about is you've been around negative people, which I think we also bring into the film. I expected this. But if you've been around negative people so long, they have a knack for talking about what's wrong. And never about what's right. Go ahead, tell them something that comes from your kid. Watch them come back with me. Mm-hmm. They're a long way to you know. You know they're gonna mess up sooner or later. Yeah, like I'm messing up right now when I'm talking to you. Yeah, it's my fault. But if your eye is single, your whole body will be full of light. One of the most dangerous things, the problem of people's life is the eye being single. There is nothing more threatening to our peace than having action that is not aligned with God's light. When you have too many options, like if I'm stuck between my worship, and now I got options. No, Jesus should be my only one. Is it Christ? I'm not going with that. But when you have too many options, you go, well, I could do this, I could get up and pray, or I could stay here and sleep. One of them is going to be dark. Back sleeping requires dark. But if he told you to get up and pray, your eye needs to be single because he's trying to get us to another level. You got to find this out here in a minute. You got to find this out. You got to go along. You got to figure out too many options. Make people mad. Which care. Whatever you want. Okay. You got one. Okay. I want this. Oh, I don't know if I want. I thought you didn't care. Right? The options. And get your eye single. Like, I'm believing God, that's it. I'm believing God, I'm following Christ, that's it. God's gonna take care of this, he's gonna handle it. I'm full of that light. In fact, it's a part where we have to see in the light so that we're not so attracted to the dark. And so I'm gonna do this, there is nothing more threatening to our peace than actually what we are going to wear or eat is being peaceful. Take it down the night before, settle it, and be done with it. That's just something simple. Sometimes we take our mind off the shelf, and then we still want to waver between what we trust God. James 1:8, a double-minded man is one. And all of his ways, not some of them, all of them. Well, I'm good at this. No, you're not. Because if your mind is double, you're not stable. Right? The word division means two visions. So, when Pastor Rita got married, my vision, the vision I had became her vision. If I got something, you got another vision, this is what, and I won't get into this, but we need to hear me. This is to make raising kids different.
No, do I want to say that?
There we go.
Unified sound.
I'm going to have to get away. So just let me know. Just don't get technically. When you have two visions about something, if you have two visions about finances, if you have two visions about how you're going to handle certain things and behavior, that's how it's going to vision. Now, I'm not saying building the world one just to get along. Let's find out what the Bible says about that. Amen. I'll make it so. You know what? My wife got a family. This is about to remind me of this. So if I don't even hear it, it's stupid, right? When you can't do something right before, in all this, I know what I'm going to do before I have it. I did not do that. I picked out the right shirt. I picked out the wrong time to wear it, and it cost me. Because they're like, I should know that thing doesn't work, and they talk all the time to me. Like, but I'm going to use the resident people already ready to go. It is something about you can wake up already picked up, and I'm going to believe in Jesus back again. I'm going to change the clothes. I'm going to get through midway through and say, you know where Jesus fit today. I'm going to wear new plastic when my business today. Put your peace on with him. Right? Got to be covered. That's got to be what you're covered in. And if you don't, and this is to go, you look great and see. It takes the top on the curve of something I'm dealing with and something I'm dealing with. Then I'm going to walk out there. Okay? It's a little more than thing. Just something, we just have to get dressed. We just have to just wear it and stuff. We just want to do stuff that fit. We just want to do stuff that looks good on you. Peace looks good on you. Peace looks good on you. It cancels audition. He said, the Lord my God is one. He meant that. If, and I've said this before, if there were multiple ways to get to heaven, God would have been cool to send his only begotten Son. If he knew there were other ways to get there, why would he send his only begotten Son? And so I don't care how famous the people are on TV. Oh, you can get through the tree. Which is one of the things they say because we're the first thing. I'm just saying, I'm just asking, I'm just speaking for friends. You can't get them things. God, Ephesians 4:23 says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. We'll be talking more than that on Wednesday. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Not what your mind is full of, but the spirit of God that fills your mind. Because your mind can be still full of what stuff meant for you, this man, disloyalty. Because some of us are loyal to a fault. And we stay too long in places. And some of us are born out of the world with certain people and don't know it, but we're still staying up because we want to be able to move away. Go ahead and move away first. Go ahead and be the first one to walk away. Because you stay there too long. You can't move away. You can't move away. If the next thing is to move away, I'm not going to get it. I'm not. You have to tell me on papers. You have to go, you got to damage me in public. And then put you in public and get me. That's the thing. Now, there is no road back. Right? You have to do it. But some of us, and we see people, son of Yolanda, Cedric. If you talk Cedric, you know Cedric is loyal. Cedric, if we're in this building, Cedric standing next to me, you try something, I'm pretty sure you don't have trouble. And his arms are longer than me, so he'll hit you first. And I'm not even going to break his mom, but that may not even, it may not even get that far. And he's very, very loyal. Now, usually when we talk about church setting, because in church, the people in the church, you who are regular true people, give more the better in our world than anyone that's not in the basic Christian. Just your basic, give more the better in our world than just the ordinary person. Well, Pastor, how can that be? Because number one, when you walk in here, even if you're repeating it to me, you're praying for the whole world. You're believing God for the whole world just by being in your place. But you also are responsible for having peace. And if you're an arguer, as I am, sometimes that day can be difficult when you love to argue. I'm getting better. I'm getting some help. I'm meeting with myself on a regular basis. You argue with yourself long enough, and you lose that argument with you, and I've lost some arguments with myself, like I'm supposed to win that one. You start to realize there's something that you're trying to get peace that's not necessary. Bringing home fights from work because you won't stand up to your boss, you're going to talk bad to everyone in your family. It's a peace part. bad day at work. I mean, I didn't want to say what I needed to say there, so I'm going to stay on the job. We can't do anything about it. Oh, this is going over well. I'll tell you what, I bet you it's 5 hours today. I bet you this will be clear. This is a what? So renewed mind walks in proof of heaven on earth. That's the proof that there's heaven here. I'm going to move the mind in heaven. Hope the Holy Spirit, permit the Holy Spirit to lead your mind and walk in a calm that cannot be shaken no matter what is going on around you. A spirit-filled life provides life for peace to be revealed in every area of our life. The mind full of evil is blind to the truth and will begin to call what is good evil and what is evil good. Now, that irony is not about having a single, that talk about your filter. And if you ever been dealing with someone who never, even if you say something nice to them, they feel very good what negative happened to them. That is an unpeaceful person. I pray that I'm with you today, and they are just look forward so they can get it together. Yep. They filter you through your past relationships. They filter you through your friendships. They filter you through other stuff. When you're saying, I'm not following me at all, what you talking about? What are we saying? Stop filtering me now. Give me some light. Can I have life? Can we have some life? And even so, where we want to make sure we pick up the other person, we need to make sure we find a peace. It's simple as that. Find a peace. Jesus is in the light, and he doesn't keep things from us. He keeps things for us. So be praying for it. And it hasn't gotten you. He's not keeping it from you. He's keeping it for you. That you're ready to receive it. Isaiah's, Irene's grandson, he's 5. He's going to be turning 6. I said, what do you want for your first birthday? Motorcycle. No one gave him one. No one gave him one. Not that we don't want him to have it, he ain't ready. Right? He needs to grow up. Here it is, Zayas congregation. It ain't that God don't want you to have it, you're not ready. It's still developing. This famous rapper who came to Christ for a brief second and got some fame, and he said, well, I prayed and Jesus didn't hear me, so I turned out to be my own God. And he was pushing people's stages. And because God didn't let him have his kingdom his way, he said, well, I'm going to be God. I'm going to give me what I want. And that what got you in trouble? So God is not going to act like you to bless you. There's no peace in that. Thank you, Jesus, for not acting like me, making me wait. Philippians 4, verse 4 through 7 says, rejoice in the Lord always. I love it when they don't put an S on it, because all the English people get messed up. Always.
Always.
He said, always. Always. I don't know that. You think about always, meaning it never goes away. It's always, not always. Always meaning the rejoicing is constant. And again, if they rejoice, let your moderation be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And I believe the King James Version says, be anxious for nothing. Which means that there's peace there. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your heart and minds through Christ Jesus. Now, here's the part that you gotta receive encouragement. If you're going to a rough time, someone will say, it's gonna be all right, and you flip out, it ain't gonna be all right. God says, let the peace of God surpasses your understanding. It's gonna be all right. Receive that. Just because you can't understand it, don't mean you shouldn't receive the peace. Because the peace surpasses your understanding. You know, when getting mad at someone that's trying to encourage you. Not y'all. These are people, other people. This is not y'all. We know y'all don't think this to the folks that need this. Godly peace doesn't run from conflict. It doesn't. Godly peace stands up to conflict. Real godly peace doesn't work. Like people say, I'm just protecting my peace, I ain't gonna get involved. No, you're messing with my household, but yeah, we gotta get involved. We gotta talk about this. We gotta deal with this. I don't even need people, you're gonna be happy So it doesn't work in that fact. We say, by the end of the day, if you run your power, you're going to lose your run. So put Brandon Carter back in for school to power. Because you're going to lose something in any of these quarterbacks, but you definitely don't speak your peace. You speak your peace, right? You say your peace, you speak your peace. And that's why they're called peacemakers. Peacemakers are different than peacekeepers. Peacemakers said, I'm giving a box so we can make peace. Even if make your peace means that we're going to be speaking that way, we're going to be speaking peace so we can make peace. And at the point of a peacekeeper stands up for the side and flips them out of the peacekeeper they got in there. And never want to stand up and do anything for the problem. But God has made blessed are the peacekeepers, but blessed are the peacemakers. You may need to stir it up to get it fixed. And if nothing more than stir it up to get it fixed in you so you can say it and then move on. Maybe your peace is still there because you haven't said enough so you can wipe your feet off. Just say, trying to keep peace by not speaking truth will lead to more turmoil. Now, when you are speaking your peace, speak like you have peace. It means you don't have to be yelling and screaming, right? And I love some of you patient people, like the band. Ms. Jelanda, we probably, you know, they, y'all can do that. So, here, here, here. You don't hear me. 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 1 through 2. King Solomon, our boy King Solomon. They said, there's never been a richer man on the planet than King Solomon. King Solomon, however, loved many foreign women. With the daughter of Pharaoh, women of Moab, Ammon, Edom, and Sidon, as well as the Hittite women. And I don't know when you got to isolate your whole culture. That's the one that hit me here. Don't mess with the Hittite girl. The Hittite girl. They do not understand the trap. Solomon, give me one minute. Yeah, hunger. You don't find him in a good mood. Listen. God told him I'm going to hunger. Don't tell him. I understand what hunger is. What is that? What? You in the room? You got friends. Plugged in. Okay. Today, I'm here. These women were from the nation about which the Lord had told the Israelites, you must not intermarry with them. For surely they will turn your heart after their God. Yet Solomon clung to these women and won. Now, I'll give you a little church history. A lot of people try to say that he was talking about interracial marriage. He was not. No, he was talking about interfaith. And you mixing your faith with stuff that you shouldn't mix your faith up with. Like the Bible says, don't be unequally yoked together with an unbeliever. Mm-hmm. Right? And so they were their faith was mixed up. But here's why he did this. Here's why Solomon went out and did this, other than he was just crazy. It was a custom back then that king would marry other king's daughters so that they wouldn't go to war with one another. So even though God was with him and for him, he still didn't trust God. He trusts these customs more than he trusted God. Who's going to come against you? You got God. He's giving you everything. But you're going out and you're marrying and you're getting bought into these things. You're getting bought into these things because you want to protect yourself from man's way. And God said, I got you protected from man. But you're going to go do it your way. You're going to get all these things that ultimately he started worshiping what he hung out with. Again, we don't force our faith on anybody. We don't force them on anybody. Definitely, they don't take yours. That's ungodly. Right? That's the thing you find up. And like, here's what I believe. You understand? You can go along with you just to get along. I'm going to have faith. I'm going to have part in it. So Solomon disobeyed because he wanted to protect himself. If you're self-preservation, that means you left your peace somewhere. If you're trying to protect you. This caused Solomon to turn his back on God. And so, yeah, here, I don't see nothing wrong with it. And tell me the statement then, go back and see what the Bible says, what's wrong with this. Because just because he said, you don't see nothing wrong with it, that doesn't mean don't do that. Right? You got to get into this. This disobedience led to even greater disobedience in relationship with God. Worthy living brings chaos that can lead to choices that disregard God's will and peace. Stop being married to hurts and broken. You're married to the wrong thing. You're married to your pain. You're married to your emptiness. You're married to the neglect. You're married to someone not being there for you. You're married. Stop being. Break up with that. Go get your divorce. Make an annulment. Don't marry the wrong thing and be more committed to that than you are to Jesus. You got to break up with that. You're the bride of Christ. So that means you marry somebody else. That's a whole different problem, man. Instead, keep your peace. Quit letting things upset you. We're about to go out here. There's other folks out there that haven't been to church. Can't care less about your peace. Like the lady won't obey the 39 this morning. So what? I'm making her to this gas pedal. Break up! I told people, no. Holy Spirit focus restores peace in our life and claims and calms the storm that comes. Okay? So have peace. Say what you gotta say. Allow people to do what they're gonna do. I'm not telling you to get yourself hurt, but they're gonna do what they wanna do anyway, but don't let it upset your peace. Most powerful thing you can do is stand up with a smile. I need to see you smile. Right? As we were talking about in worship, don't give up now. I know it's hard to look up when you're down, but don't give up now. Don't give up now. Don't miss what God's going to do because you let somebody in too far with your peace. Don't let them in with your peace. Go ahead and wipe your feet off, wipe your hand off, and say, okay, yeah, I gave you all I could. I did what I could, but I'm going to keep your peace with me. I mean, that's the word with you, but I'm going to leave them in peace here with you. And as much as I love you and appreciate you, nah, I got to be. Kids will tell you, they never stay with any of my siblings. Yeah, the people leave their kids in spring break. That never. Especially for the one with break break. I don't think it's why. Okay? Right? He just why he wants. He'll tell you why. And he probably didn't ask to watch him either. But I wouldn't, just because I knew how things might have got down. Because just because I was with a kid there, doesn't mean I can live with peace there. If I can't live with peace there, I'm gonna live with kids there. You gotta have your faith, you gotta have the best family, not when it comes to the kid. Right? Mm-hmm. Now if they'll talk about me and yell at me in front of my kid, what do you think they're gonna do if I'm not right? Okay, this is just us helping each other out. Keep your peace together, all right? All right, let's pray. Pastor said he can't come to your house. As your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed, very serious, they pray over you because they believe that when your peace is disrupted long enough, your health starts to suffer. Starts to take over your heart. But I pray right now you are diseased by lack of peace. I pray for your heart. I pray for bowels to be open and clear, that there be a consistent heartbeat. That pressure, blood pressure, will be regulated in the name of Jesus. How did it get so high? How did it jump from zero to whatever? How did it get so high so fast? And it's because they realize that, man, why didn't I leave my peace there? After all of these years, that's where my peace has been. And even on my best days, I'm struggling with my peace in some ways. Well, today, Lord, we get our peace back from every one of those locations by going home to you. You are my Prince of Peace. I don't have to go and retrace my steps. I don't need to change things. It's going to go to Jesus. Lord, I thank you for faith. Lord, I thank you for my peace. And let whatever people want to say, let them say it. I don't care. I know I'm not going to unlock the door to my peace just to get my words in. Just to have my say and tell my side. I've been more interested in the full story that my mom is able. If I was abandoned for less, that's okay. God's going to love me even more. If I was abandoned for more, that's okay. God's going to love me even more. For whatever reason that I was left, I'm going to run with Jesus who has more for me. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for remembering. I thank you, Lord, just like you did with Noah in Genesis 81. Noah, Lord, you have to go gather so much information. Why do you go gather this thing and you have to gather that stuff and y'all all get together to talk about me? Is I moving? Well, that's what we need to talk about. Would you think that God has called up to be something? Therefore, I'm not trading blows with you because my peace is not on the trading block. My peace is not there. So we're not trading that. We're not doing that. That's okay. Say what you want because you're trying to get something that you don't have on this peace and you're not going to have mine. Thank you, Lord, for settling me. I'm never, ever going to be sick of this another second of my life. Is your head around and hands are closed and people are praying? If you're in the name of Jesus, I'm going to die in the stage of it. His head about eyes are closed, people praying. I got my eyes open. If that's you, I want you to raise your hand. We just want to pray for you. So we make sure we're being a blessing. Awesome. We're in the house. We're in the house. We're excited about Easter. I mean, resurrection is going to mean. And then whatever you're worried about, I pray that God will give you sustaining peace right now. Whether it's financial, whether it's your child, no matter what, that God will receive the sustaining peace. And I believe your word is true on me. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.